Confetti. Hello, I'm Debbie Queen. You're listening to episode 360 of Confetti, the wedding planning talk show. Thank you for joining me. This show is all about planning weddings for others, hopefully for a fee. No free weddings. Please visit confettitalkshow.com to learn more. For free articles and tips about starting a wedding planning business, check out weddingsforaliving.com. And if you're interested in running your own part-time wedding planning business, but you're not quite sure where to begin, please visit weddingbusinessguide.com for downloadable forms, audio classes, and more. And of course, a huge welcome to our Wedding Business Guide members. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. For tonight, if you're listening live, feel free to type your questions and comments in the online chat room. And you can find the chat room by going to confettilive.com. If you're on Twitter, please use the Confetti Talk hashtag to ask your question. Why do I do that? I'm not checking Twitter. Never mind. Sorry. And to listen to the show live on your telephone, if for some reason you're unable to stream, catch the live stream from the website, feel free to call 213-992-4358, okay? 213-992-4358. That's kind of like audio to go. You won't be able to call in with your question, but you can listen to every single word that I'm saying. So a huge welcome. And to many of you that are here in the chat room, thank you so much for being here, for helping me move the show along. I try to record the show on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. The last show we did, I had to do on a Thursday. For tonight's show, of course, and the next one, I know God willing, should be at 8 p.m. So I'm here in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm having a very hard time believing that the government has actually shut down. Very, very sad state of affairs. I have several friends who have been affected, and I'm sure you may know someone or heard a story about this. You know, having a good government job was almost like a fail-safe. Was that even the right term? It was almost like a surety, right, that you would be good to go. And it's saying a whole lot that it's turned around for today. I know there are a lot of people who are affected because you got bills to pay. Your bills don't wait. The mortgage doesn't wait. The rent doesn't wait. You know, all those bills don't wait. But, you know, being involved in the wedding business, my eye caught something that came up in the Washington Post online this afternoon. And it was for couples that are planning to get married on the mall on this weekend. So they've made these plans to have a wedding there, have their ceremony there, and it looks like that could possibly not happen. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm keeping things in perspective. I know there are other things in people's livelihoods and food on the table, but I just wanted to, you know, mention that also caught my eye. I didn't realize so many people, you know, I live in the area, shame for shame, Debbie, that I didn't realize that so many people get married on the mall. And by all accounts, the weather's supposed to be wonderful this weekend. But I'm a believer that, you know, a lot can happen between now and then. But I was a firm believer that things weren't going to shut down today. So there you go. So I just want to talk about a couple of things today. I want to address a question that I got on the talkback line. Hey, by the way, if you have a question for me, I would love for you to call in so I can hear your voice and everybody can hear your voice. I need to say, I need to let you know that when you leave a recording that, you know, there's a chance that I can play it live on the air. So if you don't want me to do that, you've got to say so. But if you go to confettitalkshow.com, you'll see a button there where you can leave a voice message that way, or you can call in at any time. The number is 202-681-2126. Okay. If you're in the live chat room and you have yet to share your URL for others to reach you, you know, your webpage, your Pinterest, Instagram handle, Twitter handle, however you would like folks to connect with you, you know, you're welcome to post your URL in the chat. You never know who you might make a connection with. There's a lot of the intelligence is in the chat room for sure. No slight to you if you're on the phone. The intelligence is also on the telephone. There you go. Mwah, mwah, love you. So As I always mention, I just wanted to tell you that if you are looking for a resource to help you with your move your wedding business along, a way to monitor your calls, your incoming calls from clients, potential clients, vendors, Freedom Voice is a great way to go. This is a service that I use. It's a virtual telephone service which will provide you with a permanent number that you can provide to everyone, but manage it using your cell phone or whatever phones you want, or if you've got folks answering the telephone for you. It's a great way to manage your calls and not miss a call and present. Whoa, one letter in that word changed the whole thing, right? And to present a really important, a professional image to folks who are reaching out to you via telephone. Yep, we're all online, but people are still picking up the phone to call. And most of your potential clients will call to speak with you. So why not leave a really good taste in their mouth initially. I'm channeling my mother. She says stuff like that. So if you want to check out what, if you want to learn more about what I'm talking about, go to tryfreedomvoice.com. Tryfreedomvoice.com and check out the service for free for 30 days and see if it's for you. No obligation to stick around with it, but I've had my service for 10 plus years. And I mentioned on one of the other episodes that I would create a tutorial to show you how to use the Freedom Voice service as a way to manage your RSVP calls. You know, so if you want to manage, if you want to add a feature to your packages, or just to clients who don't even book you to be a wedding planner but want help with managing all the RSVPs, then you can do that using Freedom Voice. They have a great feature, Q&A feature. So I completed a tutorial. If you go to weddingbusinessguide.com and there's a link at the top, I think it says WBG quick tutorial or quick link or something. Kind of what sounded like it was clever at the time, but clearly isn't that clever because I can't remember the name. But if you go over to weddingbusinessguide.com, just look in the top navigation, the top menu, you'll see the link. Just click that and you'll see the tutorial that I created that kind of shows you what goes on. If you have Freedom Voice and you were kind of stuck as to how to do that, just check that out. It'll make sense. Okay? All right. A huge welcome for those of you just joining. Good to see you. I see quite a few familiar faces. Isn't this the week for wedding MBA? Wedding MBA, you know, Michael Bravo A. Well, it stands for Wedding Business Academy, I believe. I heard talk. Is it going on today? Today's October 1, first of the month. So much for me being there. Do you remember when I said, oh, I think I want to go to wedding? Okay. Clarissa is saying Nancy's in Vegas. Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes. So Wedding MBA is happening as we speak. So hopefully we'll get a good report and feedback. I actually did speak to one of the owners who produces that event, and the plan was to get her to talk on the show. It's just been crazy, and I apologize, but I have some things going on, and there just never seems to be enough time. So bear with me. And, you know, speaking of which, confetti, the scheduling is going to change. So if you're paying attention, you'll notice the scheduling has today's show, the live broadcast, and then the next one, and then there's nothing after that. So I'm working on switching some things around. So Clarissa is saying in the chat room that Nancy texted her today. So she's at Wedding MBA. So, but a great event by all accounts. When I spoke to the organizers, I asked them, you know, do you record the sessions? And she was adamant that they don't. It's all about being there. And if you're not there, you miss out. So, you know, I kind of like the idea of being able to catch up on episodes, on sessions, you know, after the fact. But that's not the way they're doing it. So we'll just have to hear the reports after. Rena is saying that she lost her audio. I don't know any. No one else is saying so, Rena. Oh, gosh, she can't hear me, right, if I'm saying that. But she's typing it in the chat room. Oh, Clarissa's saying is, oh, she said she lost the audio and she had to refresh. I apologize. You know, if you're listening, my understanding is, I don't know why you would, I don't know. I'm getting a strong signal, my upload speed, which is what affects my internet connection. If you have lots of windows open, I would suggest, you know, being a little selfish and just shutting them down. But I mean, it could be something else. I'm seeing a few people saying that they can't hear. That's not good. Sorry. Well, I'm going to keep going. I'm recording it. I want to play the live question that I, okay, the question that I got from the talkback line. So let me do that. And this comes in from, I believe I'm saying the name right. It's, okay, why don't I just look at my notes and I'll know how to say it right. Makia? Okay, let's just play it, Debbie, and stop botching the poor girl's name. Here it is.
Hi, Debbie. My name is Makaya, and I just had a quick question for you. In my area, I live in a small town, and people around here are very into the do-it-yourself trend. I'm trying to become a wedding planner, but I can't seem to get clients because it's all in the family. They want to do it themselves. They only want to hire their mothers or mothers-in-law. So how can I find clients if everyone is so do-it-yourself?
Okay, good question. Did you know I botched the poor girl's name? Makaya, right? That's what you said. Makaya, good question, and thank you so much for leaving me a voicemail. Love it, love it, love it. So Makaya is experiencing something that I hear often. You know, no one's hiring wedding planners in my area. How do I get clients? Well, the key thing is with any business is there has to be a need. And if there's no need, well, meaning if there's no desire, if no one's looking for the service that you want to offer, you are going to struggle. You're going to struggle. The easiest thing you can do with setting up a business, weddings or otherwise, is filling a need. And if you're in an area, if you have a business idea and nobody is the area that you want to serve, there doesn't seem to be a demand, then that's a good thing for you to find out now. Because that means you're going to spend, you're possibly going to spend time and money and not get any returns on that. So the best thing you can do with a business is see what's missing and then filling that need. So Makaya is saying no one's hiring a wedding planner, yet she wants to be a wedding planner. And I understand that 100%. But the key thing is if there aren't any clients, you can't force people to buy your service. I'm going to say this. I got to be careful how I say it because I got a letter in the mail from a friend of mine. I'm going to say associate because the only time I hear from this individual is when, God, I pray she's not listening, is when she needs something. When I see the letter or see the phone number, I know there's something coming. And the letter went, have to be careful again how I say this. And the letter was along the lines of, you know, we're starting this venture. Would you please support us by purchasing one widget from us? So I understand getting the support of your family and friends, but that kind of reminds me of the folks that do like the MLM, multi-level marketing, and they have a quota, you know, they've got to start getting things off to a great start. And I know the person I'm talking about, the person that you dodge because you don't want them, you know, they're coming to you with a hard sell. And because you know them, you feel obligated to purchase from them, even though what they're selling, you have no desire or need for, right? So trying to offer wedding planning services in an area where there is no need is kind of like that. You're it's almost like you're trying to force feed someone to eat what they don't want. So my suggestion, Makaya, is to find out what people in your area do want and see if there's a way to give it to them. Now you're saying everybody's hired, you know, they've got their mom and their sister. Now you can be brave and tap in and take some time to see if you can get them to your way of thinking. You can also do a survey to find out why are they not hiring planners? Is it because they truly want to do it themselves or they think they cannot afford you or do they think there's no need or maybe there's just the love of doing it for themselves? You know, many, many years, people were planning the weddings. It was the moms and the sisters and the women in the family that planned weddings. People didn't hire wedding planners because weddings were very simple affairs. People decided to get married. They wore their best outfits and a lot of times that happened, you know, all the shenanigans. Oh my gosh, did I say shenanigans? You know what I mean, right? All this wedding stuff happened. It may be in the parlor, the living room. My mom's sister used to call it the parlor. We couldn't go in there. All the furniture was covered with plastic. So the thing is, you've got to find out what it is that where I'm going with this is that you've got to find out what it is that people need. You cannot. I lost my train of thought when I started talking about the plastic. What was I saying again? Good God. Find out what it is that people, yeah, find out why they're not hiring planners. Because sometimes people believe that they're too expensive. But maybe they think, or maybe they've had a bad experience, or they believe that you're going to take over the wedding. Many, and I'm going to be gender specific. Many women have dreamt about this forever and love every second of it, or believe that they're going to love every second of it. So they may not want no desire for a planner, but nobody really. And I'm going to come back to day of. And the only reason I say come back to day of is because a lot more people get that. There's still going to be people that want to be in control from beginning to end. You can't get around that. But many brides understand why they shouldn't be worrying about things on their wedding day, and why their moms and sisters and cousins shouldn't be the ones running around, because they're the ones that should be enjoying that day along with the couple. So that maybe they don't realize that day of is an option, but you've got to find out what it is that people want. So a survey is an easy way to do that, because a lot of times we guess. I do it all the time. I think I know. And then I ask the question, and I always discover, oh, that's something I didn't even think about. I sound too close? I'm too loud? Okay. I'm sounding too loud? Shall I lower my voice? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Clarissa, all right. I'm looking at the chat room and getting distracted, but I want to make sure you can hear me. Is the audio okay, or is it too loud? Please tell me. I'm going to wait for a moment. Nope. Okay. Larissa said it's okay. All right. I hope Larissa's answering me when she says no. A lot of times we have to explain what it is that we do. And we make the assumption, and I do it all the time, that people know. Like, I'll want to explain something and I'll think, this is too basic. Everybody knows that. And then I open my mouth and I get the response like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sometimes people are too embarrassed to say that they don't know. So you have to come across as the person that shares that information. So maybe I'm going to go back to this blog thing. Maybe you start writing a blog, Micaiah. I know I'm saying it wrong. Sorry, I got to play the audio back. What did you say her name? I'm sorry.
Hi, Debbie. My name is Micaiah.
Thank you. Sorry. Ooh, I hate it when people mispronounce, misspell my name. So Micaiah, you've got to find out what it is they want, but you've got to position yourself as the person to come to. And maybe it starts off where you're not getting clients, but you have to sort of build that trust factor. So maybe you give away a lot of planning tips and information. You take the role of educating the brides in your area. This is how you do an escort card. This is an escort card table. This is the way you cut a cake. These are the different styles for your dresses, your bridal gown, and this style works better with this figure type. This is how you can create a gift box, a box for the wedding cards at the wedding reception. So you start doing that information. I know it sounds counterintuitive to give away all your information, but what will happen is people will begin to see that you know what it is that you're talking about, and when they have a question, they'll come to you. When you start speaking to them and you're sharing your information, at some point, someone is going to say, we need to get this woman on board to help with the wedding. Not everyone, but you're going to get some takers. But again, you've got to make sure that where you're setting up business, that there's a need. Typically, but not always, wedding planning services will work out if you're in a metropolitan area, because people are busy. A metropolitan area with growth, by the way, because growth means disposable income. People have to have money have enough money to hire you. So if you're in an area where no one's spending, it's going in a downward spiral as opposed to growing, then you may have some problems there. But you also have to see, you may be looking at wedding planning as an overall thing. Is there an untapped niche perhaps that you can get into, that you can corner yourself into? Are there folks who are remarrying? Same-sex weddings popular in your area? Is everyone doing the big, conservative Christian population? So there's a certain type of wedding. Are you like, for example, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, right? And this actually works for Jewish weddings too, but Seventh-day Adventists observe the Sabbath. That, I'm pulling that off the top because I'm familiar with that religion. So they keep Sabbath from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. They're not planning weddings to happen on Saturdays, although that's traditionally the most popular day of the week to get married. So the Adventist weddings that I've planned and have attended don't happen on Saturday. They happen on Sunday, or if they're a destination wedding during the week, which is usually the case anyway. So, but, you know, Seventh-day Adventists have a strict set of guidelines with regard to diet, And lots of different, doing different nuances depending on where you are in the world. Like, for example, I know when I grew up in England, Seventh-day Adventists were very strict. When I came to America, I saw that a lot of Seventh-day Adventists were more relaxed. But just, I say that to say, but just being familiar with that, you could become the wedding specialist in that, in the Seventh-day Adventist community. And people in that community will be more likely to want to do business with you because you get it. So that's just an example of a niche. So you kind of have to look and see what area that you can corner and get into. And that works with, you know, all different types of religions and ethnicities. But the thing is with DIY brides, usually they're planning their own wedding because they want to, or because they figure that's the most cost efficient way for them to plan their wedding. So you've got to figure out, do I want to fight my way in there? And I am saying fight, but in a positive way. Or am I going to, is there some way I can supplement whatever it is they're doing? Meaning, you know, offering them wedding invitations, or can you do wedding design? Could you become an officiant so that you're the person that officiates that wedding ceremony? Could you specialize in day of? Do you think people will get that? Again, you've got to find out what it is that people want. People do buy into you. So you've got to position yourself as the expert. And if you're not sure, Micaiah, of what it is you want to do, just start writing, just start blogging, just start talking, just start shooting video, because it will come. It will come. Certain people will gravitate towards you, or you'll hear the same request over and over again. Meanwhile, you're developing content and you're finding out what people want. Clarissa's saying proposal planner. I don't know if that's, she's speaking about something else. I'm sorry. So proposal planner, I glanced at the chat room. That's another great niche that you can possibly think about. And then you're not even looking at the women in your area, Micaiah. Now you're probably going to be drawn, you're going to direct your attention to the men. Because the women are planning their weddings with their moms and whomever, the men may not know the first thing about coming up with a great proposal. And, you know, it seems like flash mobs and so forth, the big, you know, whoop-de-dee-doo proposal is the in thing now. Could you possibly go, you know, get your foot in the door that way? So you kind of, again, it comes down to what people want. And the thing you have to do is find out what it is that people want. You also have to determine, this is very important, and a lot of us fail to do this, how much money do you need to make from your wedding business? And be honest. And then, is there a need that can help you match that up? Because if your goal is just to make a couple hundred dollars a month, you're probably going to be okay. But if your goal is to make $5,000, $10,000 a month, then there needs to be enough people in your area that want what it is that you're offering to support that. Is there a match? And if there isn't a match, don't be disheartened. That's a good indicator. You want to learn that now, but not instead of later on. Okay. So you, again, you don't want to be a generalist. You want to be a specialist, but you've got to find out what people want. Do a survey, maybe team up with local media and offer some sort of prize. Maybe you get a group of vendors to offer a prize, but people have to complete the survey in order to be entered. You'll be surprised at the amount of information that you gather, and then take that information that you learn and do a press release and share with everyone what is the real deal with weddings in your area. You don't have to do citywide. Maybe it's just, you know, your, it doesn't have to be statewide or a wide area. Maybe it's just a corner of your world, maybe within a 5-mile radius or a 10-mile radius. Okay. So a lot of different things you can do there, but there must be a need. Find out what's missing, and you want to be that missing link. Pardon the, cliche there. Let's see what else is going on in the chat room. You guys are buzzing over here. Let me just take a moment here. Have I missed anything? Okay. Clarissa is saying, so many brides have approached me not knowing what exactly the role of a wedding planner is. So yeah, see, we assume, just because we're in it, we assume. So you've got to make people understand what it is and what their options are. Let's see. Proposal planning. Yeah, proposal planning. I have a gentleman that I've placed a call to who does proposal planning. And, it, you know, that may, a lot of the people I've seen doing proposal planning have been women. But it stands to reason it would be a guy. You know, you can talk, you know what guys want, and they can relate to, you know, guys often relate to other guys. So, you know, just because you start with a niche doesn't mean that's the only path that you can take. In the wedding business, you can go in other directions, but that's a good starting point. But again, just find out what it is that people want and fill that in. Lauren is saying, as a single mom, I've been thinking about selling affordable and unique birthday party supplies for young kids. Maybe there is a way to market it effectively so that it doesn't hurt my wedding planning business. Lauren, that's a good idea, but just be mindful that when you're using affordable, there are probably a lot of resources online, but unique is the key word. You have to offer something that's not out there. Otherwise, when you compete solely on price, it's someone's always going to find a way to beat you. You know what I mean? So just keep that in mind. We get a lot of ideas that sound great for us, but again, you've got to make sure there is a need and that area that you're thinking about isn't oversaturated. I know there are a lot of online places that you can, you know, do the birthday party supplies. Again, I'm not saying don't do it, but you've got to do your research. You can't make this a guessing game. You may already have some intuition, or maybe you've been on the flip side and said, oh, I wish I could find someone who does X, Y, Z. Then you're in a good spot. But finding a career or an industry that you like and then saying, I want to do this, you've got to make sure there's a need where you are. Otherwise, you've got to come up with a plan B and maybe a plan C. Okay. All right. Let me see if there's anything else going on. All right. You guys are talking about stuff. I'm not even jumping in. If there's a question, you can post it in the chat and I'll do my best to answer. I wanted to mention something that came up in our wedding business guide forum. And it came in, it was about discounts for friends. And I just want to address that quickly tonight because I'm keeping it short and sweet tonight, for sure, for sure. Many of us, once we become established, will hear from friends and family members who just expect a discount. It's going to happen and you're going to make the mistake. I'm going to tell you, just go ahead and give them a discount. You'll do it once, maybe twice, and I doubt you'll do it again. I'm going to say don't do it. But I can't tell you don't do it because I know you're going to do it anyway. And I don't always practice what I preach. But almost every time that I've discounted my services for a friend or family member, I've regretted it. It's just too much headache. And there's always, always resentment because you want to go above and beyond for your friend and family. And you wind up just doing a whole lot of stuff that you shouldn't do it. So just create a policy right up front and say you're not going to discount the friends and family members. I like the idea, and I did this. I sent out a friends and family letter to everyone to let them know what I was doing and asked them to send business, not just send business, but what I did was I asked family and friends to send vendors my way because I knew that that was the key, that if I got in good with the vendors, it was going to be easier for me to find clients and not have to rely on family and friends to build my portfolio. So, you know, make it a discount. Make it a policy up front that you're not going to discount. If you do send a letter out or, you know, tweet or update your Facebook status or whatever, however it is you share that information, disclosure is the big thing. Just say right up front that, you know, as much as I'd love to, this is a business that I need to grow and be successful. I can't offer discounts, but this is what I can do. Get into the habit just in general with your business of not discounting, but adding stuff on instead. So instead of taking your $1,000 package and giving it to a family member for $800 or $700, keep it at $1,000, but then throw in some invitations for half price. If you're an invitation, you know, if you're selling invitations, you pay the keystone. So if the invitations in the book are $500, you, the wedding planner, the person selling invitations is going to have to pay the dealer, the provider, half of that, $250. So what you can say to your family members is, I'll give you the $1,000 package, but I'll give you your invitations at half price. So what that means is you're not going to make any profit on it, but you're not losing either. You don't ever want to lose. So just add stuff on. When you have family and friends, that's when you got to call in favors from your wedding vendors. So if you're in good with your wedding vendors, and you should be, I say this all the time, but it's so important. If you're in good with your wedding vendors, you know, you offer to help them out on a day that you're not doing a wedding. And so I'm a photographer and you come my way and say, listen, Debbie, photographer, let me know the next wedding you're working. I want to come and help you. Let me just see what it is that you're doing. I don't want to get in the way. I want to help you. It's going to help me understand what it is from your point of view. I'll have a better perspective and you'll have an extra pair of hands that you don't have to pay for. Great. Okay. So I'm a photographer and you come along. Now, when you, wedding planner, have a family or friend that wants you to help them with their wedding, instead of discounting, then maybe you can call me, photographer friend, and say, hey, you don't have to say it's family or friend, but you can say, I've got a real special client, and they're looking, and you're not asking them to discount their package. You just say to them, you know, is there anything that you can suggest, or is there anything that you might be able to help me with? And that it's kind of asking for discount. But what I mean is, it's if they say to you, like after you've helped them with the wedding, you can say to them, they'll probably say to you, if there's anything you need, Debbie, or I owe, or you wouldn't say Debbie because I'm the photographer. You can say, they'll probably tell you something like, you know, I owe you one. If there's anything you need me to do, let me know. That's the time to call that favor in so that you are not losing out. If you've done something, you're not doing it to get something back. Well, in essence, you are, but that's the time to call in the favors, is when you have a family member or a friend. So just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. But the idea is, you don't want to discount. Add stuff on that you're not losing. If you're selling products, that's the one thing to do. Just pile that stuff on and not take as much profit, but you're not taking a loss. When soon as you start marking down your time, your prices, you're going to have a problem. Because if you're doing weddings, you're going to have to bring other people in, your own staff on board. Who's going to pay them? If you're discounting your family member, who's paying these people? You are. And that's less money for you. So add stuff on. Pile it on. Pile it on, pile it on, pile it on. And even if it doesn't cost you anything, you don't tell them that. If you know that, you know, you're getting invitations free, you don't tell them that. You just tell them the retail value is $500. I'm going to give it to you for $250. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's a good deal. We always feel obligated to discount. Again, you'll do it a couple of times, but you won't do it beyond that. It just cuts into your bottom line. So call in your favors. When you do something for someone and they say, I owe you one, or call me and let me know, this is the time to call that in. Okay? I hope that helps. I really do. Any questions out there? I'm looking at the chat room. Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to pick up bits and pieces. You feel free to type in if I miss something, because if I scroll up here, thank you, Adrian. Is this Adrian the one that has the new website? I saw an email from someone this week. Okay, Clarissa said that helps. Wonderful. Thank you. I'm glad it does. The cost of printing, timelines, mileage. Dawn, didn't, ooh, I haven't seen Dawn for a while. It's good to see you here. What's Dawn talking? Dawn, can you just type in what you're referencing? I know everybody else gets it, but I don't know. I'm coming in on the end. Yeah, don't get burned with the discounting. I keep saying it, but it's a serious thing. You're in this to make money. Yeah. Hi, Athena. I haven't seen you for a while too. It's good to see you. A lot of good information here. While you're doing that, as I mentioned, I'm probably going to be changing the schedule for confetti. I have some thoughts in mind. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work. So please stay tuned. I will send information out. Clarissa's saying this is not a hobby. Yeah, this is what's going to separate you. So did you hear how I emphasized on the wrong syllable? Separate you. you've got to stand firm. And I think people will respect you for that. People have to respect you. And if they don't, is what I say. I spat up in the microphone there. But you just, this is your livelihood, you know? So you need people to send business your way, or just send vendors your way. That's what I ask all of my family and friends. If I'm telling them to send vendors, I'm not asking them for business, which I do want, but sort of like an underlying way of saying that. But don't do the discount. Pile stuff on. Or you want to be generous? Buy them a great book from Amazon and say, here, with love, send that. You know, add stuff on. Don't decrease. What's Athena saying? Treat a business as a hobby, you get hobby results. That's right. Treat a business as a business and you get business results. Yes, hopefully that's the way it goes. But you're absolutely right, Athena. Okay, any other question? I see you guys are chatting. I'm not even going to try to jump in. So the upcoming, hopefully for the next show, I'll have some information about proposal planning and how you can. Well, I wanted to get somebody on here who's actually doing that. And as I said, there are a couple of people out there that I have some calls. And no one's returning my calls. I don't know what that's about, really. And hopefully I'll be scheduling a Google Hangout rather soon. So check your voicemail for that. If you don't have a Google Plus profile, that's a good thing to have. So you can check out mine at, what is it, gplus.to/DebbieQuain. something like that. But if you search, it'll come up. Okay? All right. Well, you can hear the music, so that means I'm wrapping things up, right? Just a reminder, if you're based in the United States and Canada, and you'd like to receive a text message when the next show is about to begin, simply text the word confetti to the number 71441. Okay? I always say the U.S., but it's actually Canada, too. Standard message and data rates may apply. Remember, confetti's on iTunes, is on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook at Confetti Radio, and Twitter at twitter.com/confetti talk. I'm Debbie Quain. Be sure to join me for the next live show on Tuesday, October maybe 15th, I'm guessing. As always, love and success. Goodbye.